Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. This is just a quick update. As VI Talk is a charity or CIO, Charitable Incorporated Organisation, it is suggested that we hold one of our meetings face to face within the year. And the obvious choice was our AGM. And as three of the trustees live in Devon, we decided that it was the obvious choice to hold it in Devon as well. So we chose to incorporate the AGM into an open day. And I just wanted to give you details in case any of you would like to attend. So the open day is being held on the 18th of March. And it's being held at the Clifton Hotel, which is still one of the Vision Hotels at the moment and still caters for blind and partially sighted guests. The open day will start at 10 a.m. and it will finish at around 4 p.m. Throughout the day, there'll be free tea and coffee and a free buffet lunch. The caterer has been booked, so that's all good. We've got people coming to do presentations, so I'll give you a quick rundown. In no particular order, we've got Laura Hughes, who is the coordinator and founder of More Vision, a charity supporting young people and their families. Laura's going to be talking about services for children and young people. She'll be touching on the work she does with the Vision 2020 group. She's on the Children and Young People's Committee, and she'll also be talking about visionary as well, amongst other things. We've got Nick Collins from Optima Low Vision. I've interviewed Nick for the Countdown to Sight Village in the past. He's lovely. So he'll be doing a talk about low vision and things to help with that. Ian and myself will be doing a technology talk, and that will be, I think, more of a question and answer thing. So you'll be able to fire questions at us if you've got any issues or, you know, problems or whatever. So that'll be quite nice. We've got Angela Smith, who is the executive manager of Moorfields Eye Hospital, executive manager of Friends of Moorfields Eye Hospital, should I say. She's going to be talking about Moorfields and the association, so that's good. And finally, the only one that we haven't 100% confirmed is a lady called Jo Parsons, who used to be the manager of the Concept Centre up in Birmingham. It was a social enterprise and part of R&IB and Actions group. And basically it was designed, I think, if I get this right, to help visually impaired people sort of learn how to go into the catering business, how to cook, and it was run as a social enterprise as well. Jo has since left and moved to Devon, and she's hoping to open a cookery school where amongst, not exclusively, but she will cater for visually impaired people, teaching them how to cook and about independence in the kitchen. So Jo will be coming to talk about that, about some work that we're hoping she's going to do with us here at VI Talk in the future. And hopefully she's going to bring a tasty treat for us to try as well, which will be really good. So that's the day. Obviously, we are aware that it isn't a central location. If you're travelling in and you're coming into Tynemouth train station, we can arrange for a local pickup for you. That's not a problem at all. We also have volunteers who will be there throughout the day to help with guide dogs. So if you need help getting to the spending area, or you need help getting your buffet or tea and coffee, it's going to be really relaxed, really comfortable. So you don't need to worry about anything like that. We'll have people on hand to help. Now, some people are staying over at the hotel, and at the moment, the hotel have got a deal on through March. You can have a three-night stay for £149 per person, and that's on a dinner, bed and breakfast basis. Now, at the moment, you have to quote a code for this, and the code is W for whiskey, S for sugar, 1-6. And there are a few people doing that, a few people staying over. So if we've got enough people staying over, we'll make sure there's some entertainment on the Saturday evening, and so that we can all spend some time together and relax as well. So that'll be quite nice. What else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you the number of the hotel. So if you want to book to stay over at the hotel, you'll need to phone 01626 770052, quoting your code WS16. Tell them that it's for the VI Talk open day, and then they'll let me know so that I kind of got an idea of numbers. But also, what I nearly forgot is, you'll need a booking form. So this is just so we can get dietary requirements, whether you'll need assistance travelling in, whether, you know, whether you'll need help on the day if you bring in a guide dog, etc. So to get a booking form, you need to email me. So that's info@vitalk.co.uk. And I will send you the booking form back and you get that back to me and job's done. You just need to turn up and enjoy the day. So I'm a bit all over the place, I'll tell you, because I've fractured my collarbone, which I have to tell you is an excruciatingly painful thing to do. I'm into my second week now and I'm in a sling and I'm very, very right-handed and struggling immensely because it's my right collarbone that I've done. So I'm doing everything left-handed and I'm rubbish at it, I have to say, absolutely rubbish. So I've already recorded this before and failed miserably and missed bits out and all sorts. And so hopefully I've not forgotten anything this time. If you do have any questions, please, please, please get in touch either by email or you can leave us a voicemail on 0161 298 8255 or you can contact us through Facebook. We're really looking forward to meeting some of you at last and hopefully it'll be a lovely day. And as I say, any questions, please ask. It will be held in the summer house, which is in the grounds of the hotel. So a nice venue and hopefully it will be a nice day. So I will speak to you all soon and take care for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.